views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. It is my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Today's guest on my show is Dr. Eric Pearl. We are having a little bit of difficulty connecting with him at this time. So what I'm going to do is wait to see if we can. And in the meantime, pick a card, any card. I guess we'll go with the dragons and with the other Dr. Pearl here for now, my cat. she thought that she was going to be that this show was all about her anyway. Are you there, Brian?
I am. How are you?
I'm good. Brian, it's you and me until we find Dr. Pearl.
Or, yes, it is.
Or have a caller come on.
All right.
So what would you like to talk about?
I don't know. Whatever you, I'll follow your lead.
All right.
Wait a minute.
In the world right now, there's a lot happening. And the two cards that came up for me today from my deck are dissemination. Dissemination is when the information you get is not necessarily the exact true information. And the other card that comes up from my dragon deck is the card of unfettered, which is having an open heart, the heart chakra. And this is what I would like to kind of talk about, I guess. It's a little bit, we're still waiting to see if we can contact Dr. Pearl. I know right now, probably he's in Canada because he is going to be speaking in Montreal on September 22nd and 24th live. And he's also in Calgary, Alberta, September 29th and to October 1st at the Stampede Park at the New Earth Expo. And so what we are going to do is just, I guess, take callers right now. We have a caller, so we'll do what I always do, shift energy for people. Then we'll see what happens if we do manage to connect with him here. Brian, we have a caller calling in. Who do we have?
We have Lisa Rogers from Canada. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Hi,
Lisa. I'm sorry if you're disappointed that we don't have Dr. Pearl on. I do have my cat sitting on my lap. And her
name
is
wonderful.
Pearl, but that's about what, you know what they say when shift happens or shift hits the fan. So what
can
we do
for
you
today? Well, you never do know what might happen.
What's going on?
Well, I'm phoning in today. I watch your show a few times and I like it, but today I was hoping for some help with balance in my life. You mentioned opening the heart chakra, and I think maybe that's also balancing my inner world with my outer world and keeping my heart chakra open.
Okay, so this is a choice that people make, whether or not, there's all sorts of things that happen in everyday life. And we are seeing on the planet right now, we're seeing a lot of negative things happening. People would consider that. And what I get for the collective influence here is there's just a lot of fear running it around here. Whereabouts are you from in Canada?
Oh, Colette, do you know this is Lisa Rogers, Doreen Worth's daughter?
Oh, so you've attended. I knew. Yeah. So whereabouts are you right now?
I'm in Kindersley.
All right. So you don't have any smoke there?
We had rain. We woke up and it was pretty wet this morning. Yeah, the smoke comes and goes.
Yeah, see, around here in British Columbia, we've had smoke continuously for something like about 5 weeks. And so it's really affected the mood. You know, it's very challenging. You look outside and you see the sky is orange instead of blue. And the sun is a big red ball instead of like, like yellow color. And so it's been challenging being surrounded by forest fires for a lot of people and around the world, what we're seeing. And so for a lot of people right now, what we want to do is, first of all, I'd like to get a baseline from you. When you think about staying solid right now and having your balance, on a scale of 0 to 10, where do you feel you're at in that 10 being that you are absolutely balanced?
This is the problem. It keeps shifting and I'd like to keep it strong there. I feel really strong. I think things are great. And then it's like, it'll flip flop on me by the end of the day. And I'd like to keep it strong for the whole day and days on end type of a thing. It seems like I'm reacting to,
Okay. Well, so what we're going to do is, what number are you at right now, just so we have a baseline?
After work, I had a rough night last night, so I'm weak today. I'm maybe 4.
Okay, so we want to take that 4 and get you to a place of neutrality. So what happens is throughout the day, we're going to have energy fluxes in our day where things are going really well and then things aren't. And a lot of my clients, like I speak to people from all around the world, and a lot of people right now are telling me that it feels like something really good happens and then something really bad happens and then something really good happens and then something really bad happens. And there's not much time in between to enjoy it. Does that describe your experience?
It really does describe my experience.
Okay, so it's kind of like a roller coaster, but if you think about it, as we become more aware and as we start to shift and open our hearts up and choose love over fear, Dr. Pearl talked a lot about this in the previous interview when he was on here. I guess that was a month and a half ago or so. Anyway, and I love that what he said about it is that, you make choices about what's going on in your life and, you can choose in that moment to go with love and with the wonder and the awe of what you're doing, or you can choose to go with the fear. And so what a lot of people don't recognize is that this is a choice. And a lot of people are telling me right now that they're feeling a lot of anxiety. Sometimes anxiety can be confused with excitement. And I'm getting, what do you do for a living?
Well, I teach school. So we're back at work and I have a lot of things going on with work that are changes.
Okay, so see, but when I tested energetically, it's the external forces that are coming up rather than the internal forces. So what I mean by that is that the children coming to school and the excitement of the children is actually, and the excitement of, actually, it's coming up, the excitement of the parents that their kids are going to school. And now they're your problem and not theirs for the day. And yeah. So that may sound terrible, but that's what's coming up. So there's no judgment here. But so I'm picking up a lot of the, you know, there's a lot of times when our children are at a certain age, when they're going into a certain grade, it will challenge us because it'll bring back memories and resistance from when we were going into that grade. We just have to take a quick break right now. But if you hang on, Lisa, when we come back, I'm going to work on this through the break. When we come back, we'll check in with you again. You are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan. And my guest today may be Dr. Pearl, or we may be sitting with the other Dr. Pearl, P-U-R-R-L. You can call it 800-930-2819, and we will make some shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraluce.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And Lisa, to catch up with you, and feeling now, has it shifted at all?
I'm not sure. I'm feeling like I have that peaceful feeling, but it's like I get knocked off my balance more easily than I feel like I used to in the past.
Yeah,
I don't know what.
Okay. Yeah, what's coming up here is like the, as I said, is kind of being knocked out by the parents and the students. We phoned up Phil here. Phil, are you on?
Yes, I am here.
Yeah, because it's more fun to have someone to talk to on the radio besides. No offense, Brian.
That's quite all right. So Phil's Lisa's the bastard.
Lisa's a school teacher. Lisa's a school teacher, and she was at about a 4, and we're working to get her to a 10 to feel strong to handling the daily stresses of her day at school, you know, up around this with Phil. Oh, and by the way, Phil, thank you for coming on.
Oh, sure. No problem. As far as the daily things going on with school, so dealing with the children could be stronger. And then obviously all the children, you know, in and of themselves are not too threatening, but obviously they're all influenced by their parents and everything else. But really just being strong to the parents' influence on the children and how that affects you.
And Lisa, like the balance comes from within, and so we just want to strengthen you to that. Going inward, and that you always like if you put some strength into your core, and you know why do you teach?
I love the kids.
There we go. So. See, it's kind of like sometimes loving the kids and then having to see them going through things that you don't have control over is what's coming up. So it's almost like, do you have children of your own?
No.
Well, see, what's coming up for me is I'm getting that you're the perfect person to teach these children because you don't have children of your own. And so that may sound weird because like, oh, some people might say, well, if you have children of your own, then you would have more experience dealing with children. But because you're coming into this experience with an open heart and with love and just choosing to be with children, this is a very strong place to come from. And we just want to strengthen that for you. Phil, what else are you picking up?
I'm picking up that... Basically, yeah, like it's kind of what you were saying. I'm just going to kind of throw a little slightly different spin, just that essentially, yeah, they aren't your kids, which is an advantage, and it's also a disadvantage. And where it's a disadvantage for you or where it's weakening you is just where having to really be neutral to what happens to these kids, you know, ultimately, like they're not your children. You know, you have your influence on them, but being really letting go to neutral to letting go beyond that. That is just like you do what you can and then you let it go. I mean, there's no, you cannot control the outcome after that.
And the beauty of that, Lisa, is that if you allow yourself to let go at the end of each day and really go inward and do what makes you strong, when you get into that place to go to school the next day, you will become more and more balanced every time you walk in those doors. And we just strengthen you to that, that you pull yourself together as you're walking into the school and you claim the space in your classroom and you claim the space as a teacher of as a human being who loves to teach children. How does that feel to you?
Good. Yeah, that feels good.
Yeah. Does good have a number?
I think 7.
Yeah, so we're almost to neutral here and getting strong to recognizing that a lot of these are external forces that are coming at your authentic, you know, so we just want to strengthen you to be able to stand strong, dealing with what age of children are you dealing with?
Mostly the elementary.
Mostly elementary? Okay. So, Phil, any last words of advice for Lisa to make her day more smooth and more balanced?
Not necessarily advice. I just know it's another shift that we want to make. And so just strengthening you to the influence of your parents and just being very neutral again. They did the best they can and, you know, they could. And then, you know, it's just like whatever they did that helped you, you could take it. Whatever wasn't so helpful, you don't need to take it.
Awesome. So how are you feeling now, Lisa?
Okay. Pretty good.
Good. Okay, so we just, let us know how it's going. remind yourself if you fall into this place, just to put some energy into your core and go inward and really strengthen yourself to that. And I want to thank you for coming in. And as it happens for a lot of people, there's a lot of people feeling this way, and a lot of, you know, kids excited about going back to school, some fearful about going back to school. The parents have a lot of issues from when they were going to school, and just recognizing that that you can kind of have strong boundaries as to you know, the concerns around this. And so thank you for calling in. Brian, we have another caller on the line.
Yes, we do. We have Delaine from Edson, Alberta.
All right. Delaine, are you there?
I'm here. Yes, thank you.
Is this the Delaine that was on the show last time with Dr. Pearl?
Yes, I was on with Dr. Pearl.
Yeah.
And I was
It's so good to talk to you. You've had a lot happen. Do you want to tell us what happened after the show?
Well, very shortly after the show, my concern was that, while my husband had passed away, I had sort of mixed feelings about selling our home. But I wanted to relocate to be closer to family. And then almost immediately after the show, the realtor had a showing and I got an offer on the house the next day. Now, monetary wise, it wasn't what I was asking.
Lovely.
But everything, yeah, that wasn't the most important thing. It all went very quickly.
And what's beautiful now, what's happened since then? Did you find a place? Have you found the perfect
then,
place
I've
to
relocated,
the condo you were looking for?
I've relocated into a gorgeous condo, and I'm happy. And in fact, I'm visiting in Kelowna right now. I'm visiting a friend. So it's been a pretty terrific summer so far.
And I, you know what I love about this? Like, how long ago was that?
Well, my house sold in August the 25th, and I was on your show in August.
So I'm so happy for you that you're free and easy now. Is there anything that you would like Phil and I to work on for you now?
Well, actually, it's, you know what they say about the frying pan to the fire. my friend keeps telling me I'm probably too nurturing because I take on all my family's woes. And my oldest grandson right now is the top of mind worry. He's doing very well, and I'm really, really proud of him. But in the past, and actually the recent past, he has admitted that he's been involved with drugs. So, and it's very prevalent in BC, in Alberta. It just seems when these guys get good paying jobs in the oil patch and things like that, it's just like a social thing, and they don't realize how much they're hurting themselves and their family. They withdraw. Now, he has quit on his own, but it's only been possibly a couple of months that that's happened. And so it's still always sort of top of mind that it's going to be coming back.
Okay.
Or
so
get a hold of him again.
So when you think about your grandson right now on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being that you're, you know, like terrified, you're scared, you're worried, where are you on that scale from 0 to 10?
Okay. To be honest, when I got to Kelowna, I was about on an 11. But in the meantime, I'm visiting an old friend that I've known for like 30 years, and we've talked and talked and talked. So I have to say I'm running about a 6 or a 7 right now. It has, just talking about it has really helped so far. And I'm hoping maybe talking to you will push it right into non-existence.
Okay, so thank you. I will, we're going to work on this. And when we come back from the break, we'll talk to you again. Just hang in there and we will be right back. We'll be right back.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, Tails, T-A-I-L-S, from thevector.com for energy, correcting cards, and paintings. And you can reach me on Facebook and all other social media, Twitter, etc., at The Truth Is Funny with Colette. We were having Dr. Eric Pearl on the phone or on the show today, but we were having difficulty reaching him, so we now have Feel Free on the show, and we are talking to Delaine, who has concerns about her grandson. Phil, what are you picking up around this?
All right, so the first thing is just shipping this fear that you have so that you don't need to feel fear around all this. So a lot of it is fear around not knowing, you know, so a lot of people are not very informed about drugs for one. So, and then there's the concern about the reasons why they do it too. And then, so for you, just if we can get the fear more neutral, then you can have more of a conversation, get to understand a little bit deeper. Usually when people get into drugs, it's because they're masking things like grief or other things of the, you know, other repressed emotions or thoughts. So, or traumas. So for you, it's just, you know, if we can uncover some of that and neutralize it, essentially, clear it essentially, then you know, he won't have to mask it with drug use or other things like that, and that's, you know, more ideal than just sort of putting a ban on a drug or something.
Yeah, and you know, People Magazine, I think they ran a an article about this because there is a huge problem out there, and generally it comes from when people begin with prescription medications. And then they turned to these other versions of these prescription medications. And so what are you picking up around there, Phil?
Oh, well, yeah. So, I mean, the prescription medications, again, I mean, there's a lot of money in there. You know, that's what a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, before we would, you know, I would advise before, you know, taking prescription medications, in many cases anyway, that, you know, getting a second opinion often, because again, if it, especially if it's a long-term thing, because think about even the financial cost of, you know, well, how long, you know, if I got to stay on this for the next 20 years, you know, how much is it going to cost me?
And well, you see in Canada, we have a different medical care system. So a lot of people in some ways, and I'm getting this is challenging also because it's not a problem that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see. So that, I mean, that in and of itself could be an issue too, because if it's just coming free from the government or from whatever institutions, then people will kind of think, oh, well, this must be safe. It must be okay. It's been tested, et cetera, et cetera. And it's not that it's completely unsafe, but, you know, they're forced to list their side effects often. And you know, you're taking a risk every time you take those things because you're taking them for their benefit, knowing what their detriments are. So, I mean, it's always sort of like weighing, and is it worth it, you know, to pick up detriments or potentially pick up these detriments? And I think a lot of people just kind of blindly hope and think, oh, well, I won't get these side effects. So, just anyways, it's not just about the, you know, the medication and the side effects. And, you know, also you have to go all the way up the ladder and making these things. Who, you know, what is the pharmaceuticals' agendas? Who's paying them? Who's funding them? Et cetera, et cetera. When you follow the trail of money, you realize, well, maybe, you know, maybe all these medications, you know, are not as great as they're made out to be sometimes.
You mean like false advertising?
Well, right. And also just, again, even with my previous point, just kind of glamorizing the positive side and de-emphasizing the negative side, or having, you know, just kind of quickly rambling it at the very end of the commercial or at the very bottom of the...
Well, that would explain why the dissemination card came up this morning from my deck. Because that's the card about, you know, the media and how, you know, things are advertised in that. So just getting people really strong to that, like recognizing that you are your number one authority here. And so for her grandson right now, the influence of, like she feels from work, does that test weak for you?
It's not the main issue anyway.
Okay, so we're just going to check in with Delaine and just see. Delaine, how are you feeling about this right now?
I'm still, it was kind of interesting, but I have to say that James's problem wasn't, it wasn't anything to do with prescription. He'd never been on a prescription medication, but what you said at first about feeling abandonment, maybe abuse, because when he was only 2 years old, my daughter and her husband split, and then she married, and then they split. So by the time James was six, he'd already had two father figures. And now he has an excellent stepfather that's been in his life, you know, from the time James has been 6 years old. But it was my husband that was more the constant, you know, taught him to fish, taught him to swim, taught him, you know, took him hiking, this and that. And then James's problems really started to surface when my husband passed away almost 2 years ago. That's when we first were aware.
I was just going to say that what's coming up, and this is quite common for people, is that a disconnect from father figures can create sort of a disconnect from source energy for people. So we want to strengthen that connection for him to source energy. Some people refer to that as God. I refer to it as God. Source of energy, you know, being in the flow, divine love. And so we want to strengthen him back to that and to the recognition that he's always in connection you know, with that energy and, you know, strengthening that for him. What else would you like to share with Delaine, Phil?
Well, basically just getting, you know, the mental out of the picture. We have a lot of thinking around this, and a lot of it ends up being worried kind of thinking. And if you can detect your thoughts, like, you're going to have a lot of thoughts around this, around him. And a lot of them are going to be sort of panicky thoughts, and some of them might be constructive thoughts, like thoughts on which you could take actions that will improve the situation. You know, follow the one that will improve the situation. And I would just ignore, like, that probably 90% of the thoughts, which is going to be the worry. So just really be a good filter of your own thoughts here when you think about him. And you'll really know if you listen to yourself. And like Colette said, you know, you are your own authority. So when you listen to the strong thoughts and you follow those strong thoughts with strong actions, then you'll know what to do.
How are you feeling now, Delaine?
I'm probably down to about a 3. I'm feeling very strong, a lot stronger. And the inclination that's coming to me is just to check in with him often, you know, because what we've noticed in the past is when you don't hear from him, when there's no connection, that's usually when there's a problem.
Okay. So, and that kind of comes up what I said earlier, and we're just going to strengthen this again, going from his brain to his mind, soul over souls to his highest self and his highest existence, that he would be able to reach that highest existence with ease and effortlessness and no fear is what's coming up, and strengthening him back down. And also for you and for everybody else listening in, because, you know, a problem is very real that's happening on the planet right now. And as we all take charge within ourselves and become our own authorities, the healing for your grandson will come from within him. And I'm getting this connection back to source energy. We just strengthen that. So you can think about that for yourself and for everybody out there listening, just recognizing that we are all connected and that we all have the answers within. We just need to go inward rather than going, you know, panicking and looking outside of ourselves for answers. And really, when you think about it, when people are, like Phil said, are using any sorts of medications or any, you know, anything to take them outside of their body, basically it's because they are not wanting to go inward as much. And so we just strengthen that for him, for you, for everybody out there that's listening, and just being strong to that and recognizing we all can find the most applicable answer to any question at any given moment if we just allow ourselves to go to this place of connection. I want to thank you for calling in, Delaine, and I'm so happy for you that you have, moved into your new home and that you're enjoying your retirement, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much. Phil, let's talk about this a little. What else can we share through this? Because they're talking about this huge epidemic, right? And it's a lot of the younger that are dying from it. So, you know, this is really challenging for a lot of people. What else do you have to say about this?
Right. So again, a lot of this is just has to do with masking, you know, whether it's masking grief, in some cases it's masking boredom for a lot of young kids who are bored with this life or, you know, the direction of it. A lot of people, it's lack of direction in general, not knowing where this life is taking us, not feeling like there's purpose or, you know, like, you know, we're not sure where we're being led kind of thing. And so, you know, let's get, you know, just really shifting that for people, just that we can get back in touch with our priorities as people, remember what's important to us. It feels like, there are times where humans are kind of going through the motions, through our routines, you know, we get kind of lost, we forget the little things, we forget to stop and smell the roses, so to speak.
Thank you. Yeah, we have to take a quick break here right now. I just wanted to let everybody know that if you want to come and check out the how to the Dragon Cards, sorry, and the Call to Dance seminars that are upcoming for me, you can find me at the Holistic and Psychic Fair, and that's at the Laurel Packard Building, and that is on September 17th. That this Sunday from 11 to 4 o'clock. It's an awesome show. I'll be there, and we will be giving short readings. We look forward to seeing you. We'll be right back after this short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
1230 WPLQ. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Today we were supposed to have Dr. Eric Pearl on the show. I'm not quite sure what happened. We had a challenge getting in touch with him, but I just wanted to let everyone know that he will be at the New Earth Expo, which is your complete body, mind, spirit connection. And it brings you the very best of friendly, holistic, alternative medicine and spiritual lifestyles. He will be there in Calgary, Alberta, September 29th to October 1st at the Stampede Park Big Four building. He's does some amazing work, and you know, you can look him up there. He told me on the show earlier last month that he will also be in Montreal, September 22nd to 24th, live in person at an advanced level 2. So welcome to Canada, Dr. Pearl. I'm sorry we couldn't reach you. Have an awesome time at the New Earth Expo. Okay, so, and I want to thank Phil of Free for coming on the show and filling in, and Phil filling in. So, Phil, you and I both were talking over the break that this is something that we really wanted to address, and, you know, you go for it.
Right. So, I mean, a little bit of this direction thing and the youth and all of us, really. So let's get ourselves so strong to this idea of having direction, not having direction. So again, if we're in a direction, we might as well have a direction that we decided that's good for us, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of us follow direction just we're supposed to do or what we see others doing or maybe what they told us to do. So again, I want to bring people back to the authority within, especially as we get older. You know, obviously it's a little bit harder when we're children, but as we become adults and into our adult life, it becomes our challenge, you know, to take more and more responsibility with everything that happens to us. And as we do it, you know, one a key point I find is remembering that we are our own authority, that you get to a point of responsibility where you are your own authority, where everything you realize that you have all your answers within you, or I have all the answers within me. And it's just about being able to filter through the false information and get to the truth or the most applicable answer. And
I love that, the most applicable answer in the moment, because that may change if you don't catch. Like what I have found with energy work or with, you know, getting in touch with the different resonance of, you know, people vibrating with the better, you know, rather than the shoe dropping on the other side. And so a lot of us fall into like this fear pattern. Why is that?
Well, a lot of us, you know, we have been programmed to, well, not necessarily programmed, but we're influenced by what we see around us. So almost all of us are, really. It's almost impossible not to. So when we see a lot of other people before us who have been afraid or reacted or get jumpy at a mouse or something like that, then it's very easy to automatically do that. Unless we sort of get our conscious mind into the equation and make a conscious choice, a lot of times we just default to our unconscious, if you'd like. And sometimes it works out for us, and sometimes we end up with a phobia of mice. Lives, you know?
My mom had a phobia of mice, and then I had my daughter had pet mice, and I had a pet rat, and we had guinea pigs. So I think we overcame that one.
Yeah, certainly.
To a certain extent.
Yeah. Well, there you
but
go.
This is something you and I talk about a lot, is that as we shift energy for ourselves, we're not only shifting the energy for ourselves, and we're also shifting it for our ancestors and our descendants. And because a lot of the times, you know, our subconscious mind is formed by the time we are 6 or 7, which Delaine kind of pointed out there, it that's kind of like 95% of our thoughts come from the subconscious mind. And a lot of them don't even belong to us, because they were the thoughts that we were raised on, the cultural influences, religious influences, all of these things that factored into our life. And so when we start to recognize that the default is not maybe necessarily the best way to go, and we move into this place of, standing in our own power and allowing ourselves to open up. And you know, like the card I drew, you weren't on the radio show, was unfettered also, which is the, you know, the heart. And I'm not talking just like about the physical heart, but I'm talking about our heart chakra and also the universal heart. And so a lot of people are contacting me right now, and they're just saying they feel like the world's just going crazy and they don't know what to do. Words of advice to get everybody kind of in this place where they can go inward, because it's easy to say and sometimes way more challenging to do if you're experiencing some challenging circumstances.
Sure. All right. Well, the old deep breath is pretty good a lot of times.
I would the old deep breath. You might want to explain that to people.
Take a deep breath.
You mean breathe.
Yes, breathe. Breathe in, breathe out. Putting attention on our midline, the line that bisects our body from left to right, that helps a lot too. So that, you know, there's a lot of things we can do. a lot of it is just, you know, a lot of us are waiting for others to lead us. That's part of the thing. And we're kind of just blindly trusting that those before us know what they're doing. And in some cases they do, and in some cases they don't. So we don't want to take that for granted. We want to be able to, like, you know, follow the things that do work, and the things that are not working, you know, come up with new creative solutions for those things. So, I mean, that's part of it. You know, it's just instead of...
Well, you know what you're saying there, like I've been out there teaching seminars for, you know, up and down Canada and in the United States, and also, you know, in Europe and in Egypt. And I've been sharing information about how we can shift. And, you know, lately I've really stepped into this way of doing it that I just love, because I believe in taking complicated information and simplifying it. And when we start to recognize that, you know, everything that's happening around us is in perfect resonance, it's in perfect order, that, and we get into that place. You know, this, I'm having two seminars coming up, actually, they're my Call to Dance seminars this month, actually, on September 23rd and 24th. I'm having my second layer one, and on the 30th and the 1st of October, I'm having my first layer two with my first people that came last time. This is a new way I'm sharing the information, and I just love it. I've been having so much fun with it because my manuals are actually coloring books. And they're like those anatomy coloring books that you can color in, and as you color them in, you learn the body parts. Only in this case, although I do share a lot of anatomy in this, in this case, it's how to shift energy, or how I do it. And this is something we all need to recognize. This is something we are all capable of doing, and we are all able to do, and that healing comes from within each person. So we have about a minute left. Any last words of advice for people out there right now?
Well, I'll just reiterate that message that we are our own authority, and that we can create the reality we want. Everything we see around us that was made by humans was a thought before it was a reality. So we can think the reality we want into being, follow the strong thoughts, and take the strong actions to get there. And it'll happen faster.
So experience likes to see action. So just quickly, what would you tell people about consistent steps of action?
All right. So running through what we're talking about is action. So, you know, action is not always just like, oh, I need to hammer something or something like that. Right now, what we're doing is action as well. So making mental decisions. A lot of us, our brain and our mentality is all over the place. And it's time to get ourselves straightened out, get clear. What are we doing with our lives? Who are we? What do we want? And, you know, create it.
I love that, Phil. Thank you so much for filling in. And thank you, Brian. Thank you for everyone listening. Thank you, Dr. Pearl. I know wherever you are having an awesome day. We will be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.